the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Enjoy the sunshine now. The rain comes in overnight and stays for a little while. A look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. What is now being described as a recovery rather than a rescue of a 47-year-old Walker man resumed at daybreak at about 45 feet of water in Lake Michigan, about three-quarters of a mile west of Grand Haven. According to Ottawa County Sheriff's Lieutenant Steve Kempker, disaster struck around 4 p.m. yesterday when John English wanted to take a dip off of a 37-foot pleasure craft returning from Muskegon into the choppy 64-degree waters.
After diving into the water, he surfaced and appeared to be in distress. Other people on the boat attempted to throw a life ring to Mr. English several times. However, they were unsuccessful getting the life ring to him, and Mr. English disappeared below the surface of the water.
Efforts by county and U.S. Coast Guard dive teams using side-scan sonar failed to locate the man, and the search was called off at dusk around 9:45 p.m. Not too far away, the maiden flight for an experimental class biplane by a 40-year-old Grand Haven man ended poorly. According to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Kevin Allman, Brian Cannon had received clearance a week ago to operate the single-engine craft, and had just taken off from Memorial Airport just after 1 p.m. yesterday when trouble occurred.
He did begin to experience engine problems, loss of airspeed, and the subsequent crash into the trees near the shoreline of Pottawatomie Bayou.
Cannon was taken to North Ottawa Community Hospital for treatment of various non-life-threatening injuries. Federal investigators are expected to be at the scene of the crash today in the backyard of an Indian Trails Road residence. Charges may be filed in the single-vehicle crash near Marin on Saturday night. According to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Matt Wildfong, a 23-year-old Grand Rapids man was driving his pickup truck westbound on Berlin Fair Drive around 6:30 p.m., and as he approached 24th Avenue, he failed to negotiate a curve on the road.
The vehicle left the roadway, striking a road sign in a ditch, causing his vehicle to roll over several times. The driver was ejected from his truck and was not wearing a seatbelt.
The driver was taken to Spectrum Butterworth Hospital in stable condition for treatment. No name was disclosed as alcohol was believed to have been a factor in the crash, which remains under investigation. For the first time in 14 years and just the 12th time in school history, a new president assumes leadership at Hope College today. Dr. John Knapp comes north from Samford University in Alabama. Take over the helm in Holland.
We are convinced that Hope is at a moment of opportunity in its history, where Hope College is in an enviable position in higher education, not just in Christian higher education, but I think in higher education more broadly. And that is largely due to the work of the people and the good leadership of President Jim Boltman, who has brought us to this point. And so for us, the challenge is not to mess it up.
Dr. Knapp replaces Dr. James Boltman, who retired on June 30th. It's also the first day on the job for Alan Babbitt, the former sports writer who is Hope's first-ever sports information director, taking over publicity of the men's and women's athletic teams and players from Tom Renner, who will remain as the school's overall chief spokesman. Holland City Manager Ryan Cotton called a special meeting this morning for the city's Human Relations Commission to have them meet Gwen Rebellis, the finalist for the coordinator position that had been vacant since January's retirement of Al Serrano. Cotton and the city council agreed to downsize the post in a budget-trimming move.
We wanted to hire two individuals to work on a less hour basis, but to be more focused on international relations, and on the one hand, in human relations on the other. Al's office used to handle both functions, but we thought it would be better if we separated it this way.
Rebella's appointment is pending approval by the council. Here's an idea that most taxpayers in Michigan would like at first glance: the abolishment of the state's income tax. Representative Bob Janetsky of Saugatuck announced last week that he would sponsor a Taxpayer Freedom Act, which, if passed by the legislature and approved at the ballot box, would repeal the state income levy as early as January 2015. Joe Havman of Holland, chair of the House Appropriations Committee, shepherded recent reforms.
We lowered the income tax slightly in the last budget year, gave a little bit back to the citizens. We have proposed an additional $20 million of targeted givebacks to the taxpayer. That's a small amount.
However, he has not seen that new House Bill 4898 that Janetsky is trotting out.
I did look at it some months ago when we were working on the budget, and boy, it's going to create a big hole, but I love to talk to him about it and see where the cuts are going to come from to pay for that.
The legislation should be formally introduced when the House fully returns from its summer break. in September. You should always check what you get at the drive-through window because you never know if they're going to get your order right.
Three young adults from Kentwood ordered tacos and burritos from the Taco Bell in their hometown and didn't find out until they were miles away what they had actually gotten was a bag full of money, the day's business receipts.
We added it up, and it was like...
It was like $3,600.
Yeah, bags of cash, $3,600. Yeah.
Then Kennedy Rue, Luke Postma, and Grant Cruzy had a decision to make, whether or not to keep it. They decided to take it back.
We brought it in, and she just started, like, on the spot, like, just losing it. She was crying.
We were saying, we'll never feel guilty about bringing it back.
No word if they got a reward, but they did get their food order the second time back. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
Michigan State Police officers will be joined by 156 other law enforcement agencies, including both the Allegan and Ottawa Sheriff's Departments and the Holland Department of Public Safety, for the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign that continues through July 7th. The State Office of Highway Safety and the federal government are paying for the additional patrols. Police and sheriff's departments in 26 counties, as we mentioned, both Allegan and Ottawa included, will have more patrol cars on the road specifically looking for drunken drivers. There were no alcohol-related deaths on Michigan roads during July 4th holiday last year, but alcohol-related accidents rise sharply, traditionally, in July and August. As the summer heat begins to rise, care needs to be taken for those who can't cool off, such as household pets.
Maurice Glad with the Michigan Humane Society reminds us our animals cannot cool themselves off, so we need to make sure that a few things are in order to keep our critters cool.
That they, in fact, are not sitting in full sun, that they do have the ability to get out of the sun and have an area of protection, and that they have a constant supply of fresh water.
Every year, Sklad says she hears about animals perishing because they're locked inside cars during the hot weather. She says it's better to just leave them at home instead of taking a chance on having them in your vehicle where they can overheat and it can become a fatal situation. I'm Elisa Z.
A few years ago, the pro baseball team representing the Tampa St. Petersburg area in Florida dropped the devil in Devil Rays. But yesterday at Tropicana Field, those satanic images may have come back a little bit because, you see, Jeremy Hellickson scattered six hits with six strikeouts over six innings. The Rays beat the visiting Tigers yesterday 3-1.
I'm happy with where I'm at, you know, last, you know, month. You know, it was a struggle there for, you know, a month before that, but, you know, feeling pretty good right now.
Trade opens a four-game series in Toronto with a matinee, a Canada Day matinee, or in the old term, the Dominion Day matinee at Rogers Center. Coverage with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price on 1450 WHTC begins at 1240 p.m. Anthony Rizzo drove in two of the Cubs' six runs, and Chicago had to hold on to win in Seattle yesterday 7-6. Those six runs in less than four innings of work came off of one-time Tiger, now Mariner right-hander Jeremy Bonderman.
I throw one good fastball in and miss the ball leak back over. It's never really gotten anything going. It was a battle all day.
Chicago starts a three-game series in Oakland against the Athletics tomorrow night. Justin Masterson tossed a six-hitter with eight strikeouts as visiting Cleveland beat the White Sox yesterday 4-0.
That's a challenge between us as the starters to, you know, to try and go out there and get as much as we can and go as far as we can.
Chicago's home against Baltimore to begin the three-game series tomorrow evening. Leonardo Regonado drove in five runs with his three hits, powering visiting Bowling Green over the Whitecaps yesterday 8-1. The series at Fifth Third Ballpark is concluding this hour. Holland's hometown forecast, WHTC.com, calls for partly cloudy skies this afternoon and a high of 81. Showers will develop overnight with a low of 59. They'll continue through tomorrow, high 73, and then linger into Wednesday morning with a high of 77. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.